Lesson 5. The Whaling Debate. Reading. If there is one topic guaranteed to generate controversy and debate, then it has to be whaling. With some people for and some against whaling, feelings run strong on both sides, and there seems to be little common ground between the two camps. However, as with any controversial topic, thoughtful individuals will take a step back and try to look at the issue from both perspectives in order to decide their own viewpoint. Japan certainly has a long history of whaling. Over 4 centuries ago, small fleets of boats were used to catch whales off the Japanese coast, and for this reason, pro-whalers in Japan frequently point out the deep connection between whaling and Japanese food culture. Some go even further and accuse anti-whalers of cultural imperialism, the argument being that anti-whalers are trying to impose their culture and values on Japan. Following the International Whaling Commission ban on commercial whaling in 1986, Japan does not hunt whales commercially. Japan's position is that it seeks a return to sustainable commercial whaling and is currently conducting scientific research with this aim. Meat from the whales caught for this research is sold as food in Japan, a practice permitted under the IWC rules and one which pro-whalers say demonstrates the excellent Japanese tradition of not wasting any part of the whale. A further point which puzzles many Japanese is how killing whales can be seen as being different to killing other mammals for meat. In many countries, cows are killed for beef, and wild animals are routinely hunted for their meat or even for sport. On the anti-whaling side, it is noted that many species of whales were once hunted almost to extinction. The IWC ban on commercial whaling has allowed whales to stage a comeback, but it is still unclear how many now exist, and some species are still at risk. Given these circumstances, anti-whalers argue that it is better to be prudent and not take any whales at this stage. The actual killing of the whales is problematic for many anti-whalers, who claim that the whales can suffer terribly when they are not killed outright by the first harpoon strike. The technology used in an abattoir to instantly stun animals before slaughter is not available for killing whales, although pro-whalers will argue that the whales live freely all their lives, which is preferable to conditions on a factory farm. Perhaps it is Japan's Antarctic whaling that raises the greatest opposition from anti-whaling groups, especially the countries located nearest to the Antarctic, such as New Zealand and Australia. While Japan's whaling may be legal there, it seems that many people in those nations cannot accept Japan whaling in seas which are much closer to their own countries than to Japan, and which they think should be a whale sanctuary. They question how Japan's culture can extend around the world to include the Antarctic. An impartial observer might see merits on both sides of the argument and urge both pro- and anti-whalers to approach each other in the spirit of compromise.